Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey friends, and welcome to the Happy Hour with Jamie Ivey podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, and I'm so glad you're here. Each week on this show, I invite a friend to join me, and we chat about the big things in life, the little things in life, and everything in between. Hey friends, and welcome to the Happy Hour with Jamie Ivey. I'm your host, Jamie, and if you live in America, happy Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I really hope that if you're hosting that you're getting some cooking done today as you listen. But no matter what you're doing as you listen, I want you to know that this is an important episode that we look forward to every year. My family, the Ivies, have been partnering with Compassion International 15 years plus. And it's an organization that we believe in, that we trust, and that we want to always share with you guys. And so a couple of years ago, we started talking to Jonathan, who lives in the DR. This will be his third year to be on the Happy Hour. The reason that we do these episodes every year with Jonathan is we really want to give you an opportunity to also partner with Compassion International. There are thousands of organizations that you could partner with. In fact, I partner with other organizations as well, but this one is just near and dear to my heart. I believe in the work that they're doing through the local church on the ground in communities. So today, Jonathan's back, and we talk about what's happening in the Dominican Republic. How are things getting back after COVID? If you have not heard Jonathan's original story, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you go check out the first time he was on the show in November of 2020. It's episode 341. His story is beautiful, and it really shows how Compassion International, when you sponsor a child, you really change the trajectory for the entire family. We would love, as you listen, to pray about and see, does God want you and your family or you and your roommates or you and your friends to sponsor a child in the DR right now? If you go to compassion.com/Ivy, my last name, Ivey, you can sign up to sponsor a child in the DR. It's $38 a month. Right now, if you sponsor, we want to give you a gift. And so we have some wallets from one of our favorite companies, Able, that we want to share with you. Plus, we're going to be gifting the child that you sponsor my book, God Made You to Be You. We would love it if you thought about maybe you already sponsor a child. Maybe you want to see if you can sponsor another one. Friends, this show is encouraging. It's so beautiful to see the work that is happening around the world. It helps us get our head out of what's happening right here in our countries and our communities if you live in the United States. So here's my conversation with Jonathan. And oh, I want to tell you, at the end, I was not able to do this interview, but my coworker, Angie, who hosts her own podcast called Chatology, she interviewed Yanelli, who grew up in the Dominican Republic and was a child sponsor as well. You're going to love the story of how her life has been changed through the gospel of Jesus, through compassion, meeting her family's needs right where she was. All right, you guys, here is my conversation with Jonathan and then Angie's conversation with Yanelli. Jonathan, welcome back to the Happy Hour.
Yes, I'm very happy to be with you again, Jamie.
It seems that every year we think about Compassion and we're like, let's just talk to Jonathan again. And so you're like a regular co-host here in November.
It's truly a joy. It's truly a joy to be with you.
Well, I am so excited to have you back again. Introduce yourself to our listeners if they have not heard you on the past 2 years' episodes.
Oh, sure. My name is Jonathan Almonte. I serve now in Compassion International in the Dominican Republic as manager of supporter engagement, basically connecting sponsors and children through communication, writing communication, our letters, updates, questions that sponsors have, and also hosting visitors who come to the DR to see the work of Compassion firsthand, alongside the local churches here in the Dominican Republic. And I'm also a former sponsored child, and it is truly a joy for me to spend time with all the listeners of Jamie Happy Hour.
Well, it is a joy to have you on. And I want to tell everyone, if they have not heard you on any of the earlier episodes, I'm going to tell them when they came out. They've been the past 2 years in November. And the first time you were on was episode 341. And my favorite part from that episode, everyone go listen to it. But my favorite part is how you talked about how your mother's life was transformed through you being a part of the child sponsorship program. And then you were on episode 446, which was last year. And my favorite thing that you said in that show was you said $38 is beyond $38. It's a discipleship opportunity to make these children followers of Christ. And So if you guys haven't heard those episodes, go back and listen to them. And Jonathan, I want to talk a little bit about what child sponsorship is, especially for our new listeners, or maybe you just need to hear it again, how it impacts the kids. And then I would love to hear an update from you on the kids in the Dominican Republic, because I think I've told you this, Jonathan, but my coworker, Lindsay, like, she has this massive goal in life that she literally, I tell her she's crazy, but you know what? Jesus did crazy things. She literally wants the happy hour to finish out getting all of the kids in the DR sponsored. I mean, she's like, we should take this, Jamie. Why can't we do this? And I'm like, well, Lindsay, it's a lot of kids. And she's like, I don't care. We can do it. And so anyhow, she's on a mission, okay? Jonathan, she's on a mission. But let's start here, and let's start with you telling us really what Compassion does in the Dominican Republic.
Well, Compassion International is a child holistic development program that serves children in poverty. Our goal is to release children from poverty in Jesus' name. But we do that through local churches who are already serving those children. We love to say that these are the mission of God for his local church, and we're only coming alongside them to provide support because they have limitations. They need resources to run their programs. They need resources in terms of training to do child development. And something important that happens in these contexts of poverty are related to health, specialization that churches need, also child protection, a specialization that churches need to be prepared to face those. And so we as Compassion, we provide those for these local churches to thrive in this community. And the outcome is that children like me, when I was at the Compassion program, are released from poverty. And they eventually join the society, working, building families. And that's our goal. At the end, to see mature, out to sustainable, self-reliant in terms of incomes, citizens, human beings, who are, by the way, followers of Christ, most importantly, submitted to his lordship. And so that's our goal. And that's what we do. We do that through sponsorship because we need the funds. And not only because funds are important to do that, it is because we believe God has called those who are listening to us, even myself, who by supporting the child that I support on my own now, but all of us, God has called us for a mission. And that mission is to make disciples of all nations. Therefore, go and make disciples. The therefore go is while you go, make disciples. That's the command. Make disciples.
If you don't know it, guys, I'm a Texas girl through and through. I've lived here most of my life. I was born here and I love traveling. Here's why I love traveling throughout Texas, because it has a vast landscape of cultures, regions, destinations, and activities, which means there's an infinite number of different travel experiences. And no two travelers are exactly alike, and it means that no two trips should be either. If you're a beach person, well, you can have fun under the sun with Texas's 350 miles of coastline. If you're more of a rugged vacation type, there are campgrounds, hiking trails, and state parks galore. And foodies cannot get enough of Texas's world-famous barbecue and Tex-Mex. Enjoy live music, visit internationally recognized art museums, and check out thrilling cowboy experiences. And now, Travel Texas offers a one-of-a-kind online trip builder that allows users to generate a custom, visually led trip matched to their unique interests. Guys, come visit my state. Visit traveltexas.com/get-your-own to get the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours. That's traveltexas.com/get-your-own.
Kent State, their name does something for people. When people hear that you're a Kent State grad, they're like, oh yeah, I have a lot of nurses like that. And they're good nurses. They want to hire you because you're from Kent State in their nursing program. They teach the art of nursing. They teach the therapeutic communication. They teach how to really care for the person and not just knowledge. Even when it's hard in classes, even when this is a new adjustment, the school itself has the people and the support that you need to be the best nurse that you can be.
Begin at Kent State University.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
So they are reaching these children in need in these local churches, but we are inviting you, those who are listening to us, to join God's mission of making these children disciples of Christ. The biggest need children in poverty have is no material need. We understand that's a reality we need to cover for these children to strive in life, but that's not their biggest need. Their biggest need is Christ. We wouldn't be doing anything if we feed them, provide resources for them, and at the end, they end up far away from God, now fed and with clothes. That we don't want that. We want them to know their Creator. We want them to have a relationship with Christ while we cover all the needs around that they have so they can strive in life. And to do that, we invite God's people, which is those who are listening to you and me now, to join this mission, to join this community, to join this local church, serving these children in need, and become a sponsor. And as a former sponsor child, the only way I can explain the figure of a sponsor in the child of a in the life of a child is it's just bring to our mind that important person in our formative years that say words who empower us to achieve things in life. This is where sponsors are. So every time Jamie wrote letters saying, for those who are listening for the very first time, I wish Jamie was my sponsor.
I was going to say, another Jamie.
No, another Jamie. My sponsor, Jamie from Michigan. When she wrote letters saying that she was thinking about me, that she was thankful about me, that she was praying for me, that made my day. It just helped me understand God had people around me, my Compassion Center director, my pastor, and these women, thousands of kilometers away, believing in my capacity, a capacity that I didn't know that I had.
Yeah.
And so that's what we do. Sorry for the long
I love it.
Answer, but that's what compassion does. It's more than people writing a check or having their credit card. It's joining God's mission on releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name.
Listen, Jonathan, here's what you need to know. I keep inviting you back every year so you get to say whatever you want. The platform is yours. Just keep on talking. You know, as you're sharing, and I know your story because you shared it in the very first time that we were on. And so you were a child in a compassion center. And so you had a sponsor named Jamie in Michigan. And it makes me think that so often we can kind of feel like, oh, our $38 a month is just kind of going out into just this big pool of money. And then just we don't even know what's happening to it. But literally, you can tell us exactly what each child is getting. And that sponsor, like Jamie was your sponsor. And so you were receiving... well, I'll let you tell us about education, medical. But my point here also is that, like, how much sponsoring a child changes families and how much it changes generations. So what happened when you were a child sponsor, the generational aspect of poverty for your family was broken. And I just, I think about your kids that you have now, and they live a completely different life. They're not enslaved to poverty, physical or spiritual anymore, because of what compassion did in your life. So that was a lot. You and I are both passionate about Compassion International. And so I want you to talk to the listener and tell us, when we choose to sponsor a child, what does that, what changes about that child's life?
Well, it came to my mind many things when in my own story when you were talking. But here's the thing. So when someone decides to sponsor a child, first, it allows Compassion to reach more children mm-hmm. than me. And I do remember talking to a brand hotel here in the DR. And so we were talking to receiving tours and all that. And we were in this negotiation, and we told them, like, we serve 60,000+ children in need. And they were so amazed with that number. They were like, oh my gosh, that's great. You guys are rocking it. But I said, hey, I appreciate that you are amazed with that. But the reality is there is at least 1 million children in the DR facing extreme poverty. Mm. And so that's to provide perspective that first thing is you are allowing us, when you sponsor a child, the capacity to reach more children who are in need. And that's the reason we're doing what we're doing. Second, you are allowing us to reach more churches. Every year we have 200, 300 applications of churches who wants to partner with Compassion to serve children in need. But last year in 2021 and 2020, because of the pandemic, mm-hmm. we were not able to launch new partnerships, maybe 9 churches.
Wow.
So can you imagine out of 300, and that is what we call a holy discontentment, that we are not reaching as many children as fast as we should be doing. And so we ask the Lord, we know the fields are ready, mm-hmm. and he says, just pray for God to provide the labors.
Yeah.
So those two main ideas to mm-hmm. say that then children will receive, when they got into the center, educational support. We don't provide formal education, because that's a decision from local churches. Again, we partner with local churches. And let's say that a local church has a school, mm-hmm. then that church will be able to provide formal education. But in our programmatic effort, what we provide is holistic development. Mm-hmm. And holistic development, the way we see it, is in 4 areas: the spiritual, cognitive, socio-emotional, and the physical. Mm-hmm. So what we believe is every child, just like every human being, have an spiritual need. And that spiritual need, that whole is about the size of God. It's God the one who can feed that space in children's life. And therefore, we expose those children to the gospel through organized, well-prepared curriculum, through a journey that goes from the womb of the mother, mm-hmm. still, when students graduate, the king goes to 18 up to 22. Yeah. In my case, because I was in the university, in a university program with Compassion, that went to 24.
Wow.
So just for those who are listening, it's just 8 years ago that I graduated from the Compassion
program.
And so it seems like a lot of time, a lot of time, but when I see back, it's just, it feels like
really close.
Like yesterday.
Yeah.
But it goes that way. So students go all that way. And so they receive the gospel. That's the reason, in my case, as Jamie was sharing, I became a follower of Christ, mm-hmm. baptized at 12. And my mother, who was a non-believer, now is a believer. Mm. Both of my grandparents, who were witchcraft priests, they died as followers of Christ. And now many of my uncles and aunts follow Jesus. And that's the greatest blessing that I have received from Compassion. You didn't ask me, but if you ask me, those who are listening, the greatest blessing that I have received from Compassion was the gospel, mm-hmm. and the church, of course, but it was the gospel. It was Christ. when I most need it. So the other need that compassion provides is socio-emotional need that children have. These are children that, even though they're facing extreme poverty, they're also facing emotional poverty. Mm-hmm. And that emotional poverty comes when a father or a mother who didn't want that child remember that to that child in different ways. Mm-hmm. In my case, it was my father saying when I was 14 that I was a mistake in his life. And that, those words, those comments destroy people's esteem. And we see that in the U.S. That's mm-hmm. not... It's a human need.
Right.
It's a human need that we have.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that God made us to his image.
Mm.
It makes sense. That's why we hate to be treated as less than human.
Yeah.
And that's what poverty does. We hate that. It hurts us hard because we were not made. Mm. The only creation of God that was made to his image were humans.
Mm-hmm.
There is no other creation of God. And so we want children to grow healthy, and that would involve psychological support, counseling to the families, interventions to family where there is violence, where there is, in the pandemic, one of the things that we saw in the DR, and this is to children in our program, was physical abuse.
Mm.
It's a big thing in the DR, and children will get burned because they didn't behave in a way that the parents were expecting. Families who were struggling with anxiety because they couldn't provide for their families, burn parts of their children.
Like burn with fire?
Yes.
Wow.
Or boiling water.
Oh, yeah.
Or heat them with a piece of wood. Things like that.
Yeah.
This type of correction, physical correction, We educate families to do healthy disciplines. That's the way we call it. And we buy them through the Bible on how to train their children, how to guide them. And again, these are non-believers families.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the greatest blessings children receive, protection that involves the child protection elements from their minds, their mental health. And also in the cognitive area, we are the least country in the world in math, logic, and Spanish.
Okay.
So that means there is a study called PISA. And so the DR is the last country, is the worst country in terms of educational development.
Uh-huh.
It's curious, though, that since 2010, the government have invested at least 4% of our national budget in education. And so people might say, well, why is that? Because those efforts has been directed to construction, building schools, but not schools who have the capacity to train students to strive in life. And we play a big role in that because we work with the students who should be reading at a certain age and they are not. We support them so they can start reading. We support them so they can learn math.
Yeah.
We support them so they can learn abilities to get a job in the future. When we speak on food security, one of the effects of the pandemic now in the DR is that you need at least $700 to buy food for 4 people for a full month.
Okay, wow.
And there's no way families in poverty can afford that. There's no way even many middle-class families can afford that. Because people, and I get it in the U.S., people are screaming with the gas prices, I think, 4 point some dollars a gallon.
Yeah.
Okay, here it's about $6 a gallon. Mm-hmm. And it has been that way for a few years. And the average Dominican make less than $150 a month.
Yeah. So how can you even do, there's no math there to make that possible.
And so that's our biggest issue. It's not that we do not produce enough food, it's that we don't have the capacity to buy it.
Wow.
And so that's why for us it's important to train students, because if you know how to speak English, you can get a job of about $700 in the DR.
Yeah.
So we are working hard. So our students in the program at the age of 12 are exposed, and even earlier, are exposed to learn English so they can get a job. And that's without a bachelor. You don't need a bachelor's degree to get that kind of job.
That you just need to be able to speak English. Yeah.
And finally, the physical area, it's related also to the food. If children don't eat, how they can learn, how they can grow, how they can develop. So even though we are not a relief organization, we have to feed the children. It's the same thing that Jesus did with the crowd. He fed them and preached them.
Yep.
So same thing. For us, it's important that the child is alive in order to develop the child. Yeah. And so those resources, those $38 sustain that child, and they receive every week the food that they need when they attend the center. And if there are cases when children, we realize they are facing starving, they are facing issues of lacking food at home, the program provide that. Also, the $38 provide medical checkups to the children so they can survive. That was the case of my sister who almost died out of dengue fever, which is very frequent in the DR. Or those who watch the video, if we end up having the video, my teeth, which are real, when I got into the program, my mother had calcium failure. And so my teeth were very weak and almost fall down. And I'm speaking with my final teeth, the one that you have for life.
Yeah.
Because of Jamie sponsoring me, I received dental support. And so these teeth that I believe my wife married me because of those. She said that I have a beautiful smile.
You do have a beautiful smile.
There you go. And so it's because of that, and I do the dishes.
Beautiful teeth and do the dishes. Ms. Almonte is happy. Yeah, I love it. Hey, y'all. Jamie Ivy here. I want to tell you about a time I went to Haiti. I remember the first time I met Wansley. I was in Haiti with my son and my husband, and we were at his local church. Wansley held our hands and he showed us around. It was a stark difference from the children that I had seen as we traveled to Wansley's church. It was loud. It was colorful. It was so incredible right in the middle of this church in Haiti. Compassion International is working to release children from poverty in Jesus' name through its one-on-one child sponsorships. Just like my family sponsored Wansley in Haiti, you too can sponsor a child through Compassion. Your $38 a month will provide food, clean water, education, medical and dental checkups, and above all else, the ability to learn about Jesus and flourish through the local church. You're going to get letters from your child, and they will keep you updated on their life and their development. Your sponsorship ensures that this child will have hope that poverty will end with him or her. But your Compassion sponsorship doesn't just provide the needs of the child. Compassion cares for the whole family. It's one of my favorite things that they do. Your sponsorship will change one child, one family, and one community. I also love that Compassion works within the local church in the community. They are partnering with leaders already in that community. There are more than 100,000 children awaiting sponsorship, children who are desperate for hope. To partner with Compassion and bring in hope to a child today, simply text Ivy Media, all one word, Ivy Media, IveyMedia, to 83393. That's 83393. Or go to compassion.com/Ivy Media. The link is also in the show notes wherever you're listening. That's compassion.com/Ivy Media. Will you join us today in helping the 100,000 children that are waiting sponsorship to find a sponsor today?
Hey, pet parents. Are you searching for the perfect place for your dog to play? Check out Camp Bow Wow. Our safe and supervised doggy daycare and boarding ensures your pup gets the socialization they crave while giving you peace of mind. With our certified staff and clean and spacious facilities, your dog will have a blast making friends and staying active. Join the Camp Bow Wow Pack today. Your first day is free. Visit us at campbowwow.com. Franchise opportunities available.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And so those are some of the practical, and there are other benefits that I already mentioned, is the opportunity to enable a local church in need to spread the gospel mm-hmm. in those communities where the gospel in many cases hasn't reached people in those areas.
Yeah. You know, it's really beautiful. And my family, the Ivies, have been sponsoring children through Compassion for a long time. Two of our kids have aged out of the program, and so that's been exciting. And one of our favorite things about Compassion, I mean, there's a lot, but two come to mind right now that I just always love to share, is everything you just said. I mean, it is one big social worker solution. Like, you guys are coming in, you've said it several times, and you're looking at the child from a holistic view. Like, how do we take care of their emotion, their hunger, their need for Jesus, their education, their medical? You're looking at the entire child. And then that trickles, like we've seen in your own story, throughout the family. You guys, I'm going to say it again. If you haven't heard Jonathan's first story, go back today and listen to episode 341, because it's an amazing story. The second thing is one of my favorite things about Compassion International, and that is that you guys partner with local churches. I believe in the local church. I know that, like, the local church is set up to change communities. And so by you guys partnering with them, you really are giving like wind in the sails of a local church. You're equipping them and helping them so that they can do what they do best inside of a community, which is reach people for Jesus and like help alleviate some of their problems that would help them be better humans and better society in all the ways. And you said it, just like Jesus did. He met so many physical needs as he was also meeting their spiritual needs. So those are some of my favorite reasons. I would love to hear an update on sponsorships in the DR. And we might have said this last episode, but Jonathan, you know, we have a dream at the happy hour of bringing sponsors down to meet their children. And so as soon as the DR is ready for Americans to show up with Compassion, we really want to do that. And I'll just say it, like, we would love to see that happen in 2023 or 2024. It's important. And so whenever I send people to compassion.com/Ivy, which is my last name, Ivey, there's a bunch of kids on there from the DR, and we really would love, especially those kids that have been waiting super long, we'd love to get them off the list. So do you have any updates for us about sponsorships in the DR right now?
Jamie, that's a great question. Last time we had, because of the pandemic, about 700 children is still pending to be sponsored. That number is growing, thanks God. I don't have the specific number for those waiting longer, mm-hmm. which is our goal. Mm-hmm. But let me just say that we are growing to 35 new centers.
That's amazing.
Year. And
35 new churches.
Yes.
That's great.
Those are established churches.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That we will start partnership with, and they're right now going through training. Mm-hmm. They're right now learning all they need to learn in order to serve the children in their area. But that will get us to almost 10,000 new children.
Wow. Oh my gosh. That feels so overwhelming. Jonathan, does it feel overwhelming to you, or are you just way more spiritual than me and you just know that God's going to take care of it? It feels big. It is big.
It's definitely big, but we're very happy. And we were praying for that, Jamie.
Yeah.
Especially this is what happened. Some people are unbelievers about the work of organizations as like Compassion, and I get it. Mm-hmm. There are many. That's a reality. There is people saying they do things that they don't do, and that's why I appreciate you and your voice and your own experience. You have been in the ground. You have seen it mm-hmm. firsthand, and I'm here because of my own experience. Mm-hmm. That's actually the reason I remain with Compassion, and I remain in my own country, serving back, giving the fight back. But here's the thing. to the questions. Why are there so many people in poverty? The reality is it's complex. Mm-hmm. There are pandemics, mm-hmm. and this pandemic puts us back many years yeah. of effort on releasing children from poverty. It's just like a tornado in the U.S.
Yeah.
Suddenly destroy everything, mm-hmm. and families who have worked hard for years doing savings and building their homes, and in one moment, they just lost everything. Mm. Same thing happened with the hurricane that hit Florida mm-hmm. recently. And so same thing happened for those in poverty. A pandemic with high inflation, so more people, poverty grew, extreme mm-hmm. poverty grew. And so that's the reason, by the grace of God, we are growing to more children. But the answer, the specific answer back then to how many children has been the longest waiting to receive a sponsor, we're over 700. And I do remember that was our goal to sponsor all those kids.
Yeah.
And I am very grateful for the outcomes we have already have achieved.
Well, this is really, really great. And that means that there is so much work ahead. And that is a large number and it feels overwhelming. But I also think it is just evident to how great the need is around the world and is specifically in the DR where you are located. And so, Jonathan, I'm super honored that we get to partner with you guys again. And I would love for all of our people to sponsor a child today as well. Now, we're going to have a part two to this episode. And we actually are going to interview Janelle, who was also a child in this child sponsorship program. And we'll let her tell her story. But I'd love to hear from you. Like, why did you want us to talk to her?
Well, Janelle, I'm going to see you at the end, and she will definitely explain the beginning. But Janelle is a doctor. She's a pediatrician mm-hmm. In her hometown, San Juan. San Juan, for us to have an idea, it's on the border with Haiti. It's going southwest to the Dominican Republic, and it is an area well known because of witchcraft. Mm. The closest to the southwest part of the country, north and south, the more the witchcraft and the syncretism is in our country. And so she's a doctor. She's one of the smartest people that I have ever known in my life. Mm. She's a wife and a mother. Her husband is also a former sponsored child. And I love her story. I love the connection of she has with her sponsor, yeah. Dorothy Smythe. And I want all our listeners to listen to this beautiful story. And this is very important, Jamie. What I'm trying to say is, right now, those who are listening to us are listening to me, a former sponsored child, serving in my own country, back to those in need. And now they're about to listen from a poor girl in the past, now a doctor, a pediatrician who came from poverty, but is serving back in her hometown, one of the poorest states of the Dominican Republic. And that's my joy. God is raising women and men in our country and around the globe to serve back in the same communities that we come from. So that's the reason I want our listeners to pay attention. This is an amazing story of redemption. The powerful words that a sponsor can have on the letters. Mm. I don't want to.
Don't spoil
keep going
it.
Because I'm going to give spoiler, but it's so beautiful.
Okay.
And with Janelle's story, you will see my case that sponsoring a child is a discipleship tool to make them followers of Christ. And even like Janelle, to dream big. And that's the reason. That's the reason.
Well, Jonathan, it's an honor to have you back on the Happy Hour, and I'm so grateful for the work that you're doing through Compassion International in your home country of the Dominican Republic, and we are honored to be able to help other people become sponsors of so many children who are living in poverty in the DR, and to be a small part, to be able to partner with Compassion that partners with local churches to really release children from poverty in the name of Jesus is an honor and a joy of ours. And so thanks for coming back on the Happy Hour. And I guess I'll see you next November, Jonathan, because this is just what we do.
Yes. I remain grateful, Jamie, with you for using your platform for Compassion. And when I say for Compassion, I don't refer to us as a ministry. I refer to the word in the Bible. It's splagnesoma in Greek, which means the pain that comes out of your gut, if I say it right. It's a pain that comes from inside that make you do something about it. Mm-hmm. It's more than empathy. And I see that in you. And I've seen that on those listening and following Jamie I podcast. So thank you. And it is always a joy to be with you.
Thank you, Jonathan. You guys, I got so excited talking to Jonathan again. I didn't even ask him what he's reading. So I'm sure he's reading something very important. But I want to come in here and let you know we have another interview coming up. So we're doing two interviews. Jonathan just mentioned that he wanted us to talk to Janelle, and he set up her story so beautifully. And actually, my coworker and friend and host of our own podcast called Chatology, my friend Angie, is going to interview Janelle. So you'll hear a different voice. Don't be caught off guard. She's going to interview her for us. You guys, I just want to say a personal note here of how much the Ivy family supports Compassion. And it's not just what we do here at Ivy Media, but we've been supporting Compassion for almost 15 years plus. And in fact, just this morning, before I was going to talk to Jonathan, I got a letter from our sponsor child, Brian, who lives in Kenya. And this is what it said. It says, "Dear Aaron and Jamie, I love you, friend. My family send you greetings. My twin sister Mercy is fine, and all family members. They love you and appreciate your support. I am doing well in school in my community. We have culture. It is called Maasai. Thank you and God bless you." And that was from Brian today. I just opened up my email and I will write him back right here on my computer today so I don't forget about it. You guys, I would love for you to join us and be a sponsor through Compassion International. It's $38 a month, which comes out to less than $500 a year. I know it sounds like a lot, but I really do want to ask that you'll just pray and consider how can you make a difference around the world. And Jonathan is right. Like, Compassion really does want to release kids from poverty in the name of Jesus. And they have a holistic care. We have sponsored kids in lots of different countries. Because of my job, I've had the amazing privilege to visit a lot of our sponsored children. So I've been to Kenya to visit Brian. I have visited Mia in Mexico City. I have visited Wansley in Haiti. My husband once visited our sponsor child in Peru named Kiara. And so we really are passionate about what we can do to really come alongside and partner with Compassion International. If you would like to think about it, go to compassion.com/Ivy. That's my last name, Ivey, compassion.com/Ivy. We have sponsored the Happy Hour in the last 2 years, 483 kids. You guys, that is a reason to celebrate. And we would like to see that number continue to go higher and higher and higher because we believe in the program. And Jonathan has already told us the great need that is happening in the DR right now. So I would love it if you would consider it. For everyone that sponsors through that special link, compassion.com/Ivy, we are going to send you a gift just to thank you. And it's going to be a wallet from Able. And then we are going to give God Made You to Be You to your sponsored child. Like Jonathan mentioned, they love for the kids to learn English. And so I know my book is in English, but they will be learning English as well. And so we want them to have a copy of that book. So I would love to invite all of you who have room for more to consider sponsoring another child, because so many of you listening have already sponsored. We would love it if you would think about that. Go to compassion.com/Ivy. You can see all of the kids that are in the Compassion program in the DR. Some of them will tell you how long they've been waiting. Find one that has the same birthday as you or the same birthday as one of your kids. Your life and their life will never be the same. All right, y'all, here is Angie's conversation with Janelle.
Hey, everybody. I'm Angie Elkins. I am so happy to be doing this interview today with Janelle Suero. How's that? Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Close enough.
Perfect.
I'm so excited to talk to you today. Tell our listeners where you're joining us from.
I'm from San Juan, Dominican Republic.
Okay, awesome. And you are here to share your story a little bit today about how Compassion The Ministry of Compassion has changed your life, and I can't wait to hear it. I've read your story a little bit already, but I'm excited for you to share it with our audience. So can you tell me a little bit about what you do now?
Now I am a doctor and I am a pediatrician, and I'm working in a hospital, in a poor hospital in San Juan.
You tell us where you grew up. Tell me a little bit about your story and how you grew up.
Yeah. I was born in San Juan. San Juan is a city in the Dominican Republic, a poor city. I am the youngest of five children from a single mom. My dad didn't want my mom to have me, and he never supplied for us. Most of the time, my mom didn't have money for food, for medicine, for clothes. For that reason, she had to work hard, long hours cleaning houses to get money for that. Imagine this situation, one single mom with five children and without a parents that don't supply, was a difficult situation.
Yeah, I can imagine. And it's amazing to see you now and to see that you are a doctor back there helping families and children in that community.
Yeah.
That you grew up in a place and that you, and there were days that you didn't have food. You know, it's just amazing to see what God has done in your life and how you've grown so much. Tell me a little bit about compassion. Do you remember the first time you heard about compassion?
My mom is a Christian, and in the church, they have a project, Compassion Project. And when I got into the Compassion Project, our life changed because in the Compassion Project, I have breakfast and dinner. So my mom didn't have to worry about that anymore. And I don't only receive food. And in the Compassion Project, I receive education, medicine when I received the most important was the love of God as a father. And I remember when I, in the Compassion Project, my sponsor, Dorothy Smith, she always sent me letters, pictures, and she always sent me, I pray for you. I love you. God love you. And one thing that I remember that impacted my life was one day I was reading her letters. And she wrote, I am praying for you that you go to be a great doctor. This word impacted me because she was praying for my dream. She was praying for me, and she allowing me all the time the love of God. And that was the most impactful during my time in the Compassion Project. And thanks compassion, and thanks God, today I am Christian and I am doctor and I am pediatrician.
Tell me about, when did you decide you wanted to be a doctor? Do you remember that?
Yeah. It's funny because when I was a child, in my neighborhood, I say very shy, with big bellies. And I was wondering and asking my mom, what happens? And she said, that was because of parasites. And this time, I decided I want to be a doctor and help those kids. And my mom said, now, wow, you dream, you come to dream, and now you are a doctor and you are a pediatrician. That was amazing. That was that.
That really is amazing. Have you ever been able to meet Dorothy in person?
Yeah.
Tell me about that. What was that like for you?
Was the amazing experience, because I said only shy sponsor dream. We meet her sponsor, and I remember when my history was in a compassion experience. Mm-hmm. They called me and say, we want to meet Dorothy, and say, what? My husband and I traveled to North Dakota, and was, oh my goodness, was a very, very amazing experience for me, for my husband.
If there's someone listening who wants to become a compassion sponsor, what would you say to encourage them?
A sponsor a child with compassion is you can the opportunity to change the life of a girl or a boy, their family. You can change their education. You can change their future. This is the opportunity to change the life, not only one person. Mm-hmm. You can change the complete family, and can you can come through the dream some girl or some boy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you jumping on with me. I know your internet connection has not been awesome, but thank you for sharing with us your story. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you so much, thank you for the invitation, and I hope you can change the life some child. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, y'all, what a beautiful episode. It is really one of our favorite things to do around here at the office, is to have these conversations with people around Compassion International. This is a third year in a row that Jonathan's been here. Like I said, if you have not heard his other episodes, they are really worth listening to. His story in episode 341 is really, really powerful. Just like Janelle's story was so powerful. I cannot believe her story. You guys, if you are interested in sponsoring a child, go to compassion.com/Ivy. Even if you already sponsor a child, I'd really love to ask if you think about making room for one more child to sponsor, one more photo on your fridge, one more letter to write each month. Go to compassion.com/Ivy. And as a thank you gift, we're going to send you a wallet from Able, and your sponsored child is going to get a copy of my kids' book, God Made You to Be You. Thank you so much for listening to the Happy Hour with Jamie Ivy podcast. We are truly grateful for every single story that we get to share with you, every encouragement we get to give you, and every opportunity we get to point all of us to Jesus. If you're loving this show, we would really appreciate it if you would leave us a rating and or a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, tell your friends. That is the number one way that people find out about our show. It's because you tell them. Join us right here every Wednesday and Friday for meaningful conversations that will make us think, they'll make us laugh, and they'll always point us back to Jesus. And come find me other places on the internet as well. I love Instagram. I'm over there at Jamie Ivy. And if you've never visited my YouTube page, you're going to want to go there. Have you ever listened to a show and wondered, I wonder what they look like? Well, go find us over there. It's jamieivy.com/YouTube.
The Happy Hour with Jamie Ivy is a production of Ivy Media Podcasts. Executive produced by Jamie Ivy, produced by Lindsay Sweeney, edited by Angie Elkins, show notes by Ashley Miner, art by Jen Jett Barrett, original music by Matt Graham, and I'm your host, Jamie. Have a happy hour with a friend.
time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.